Surya Sibadi said his fourth visit to Cambodia had produced a mixed bag of results, with limited government cooperation on measures for judicial reform that he had recommended after his last trip here in June. On Thursday, Sibadi highlighted freedom of expression and land rights as key ongoing issues. Phnom Penh has for several years pursued its perceived critics through the courts, with some people jailed or forced overseas to avoid prison sentences handed down by a compliant judiciary. Sibadi said there were still significant problems with freedom of expression and spoke of his concerns that the space to express criticism was narrowing. He said the peaceful expression of opinion should not be dealt with under the criminal code.
Those holding public positions should be willing to accept criticism for their decisions. Criticism is not a crime, but an exercise of a freedom of a conscience and an act of intelligence.
Sibadi was in Cambodia on a 10-day visit to assess how effectively Parliament upholds human rights. He will report on that aspect later this year. During his stay, he met senior government officials, including Prime Minister Hun Sen. The UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights also spoke with donors, representatives from civil society, members of the political opposition, and ordinary Cambodians. On the subject of land rights, Sibadi said the government needed to ensure improvements were made. Tens of thousands of mainly poor Cambodians have been thrown off their land in recent years as the rich and powerful have exploited their position to grab the increasingly valuable resource. Sibadi did praise an ongoing effort by the government to improve the framework around which land is dealt with, but said the problem in Cambodia was typically not a lack of laws.
The challenge in Cambodia, as far as I'm concerned, is more of a matter of implementation of the existing laws than not having some laws in place in the first place.
After Sibadi completed his third visit in June, he drafted a series of recommendations to reform the judiciary. He had found that it faced what he called tremendous challenges in delivering justice for ordinary Cambodians. He said Thursday that he was encouraged by the government's acknowledgement of problems with the judiciary and its agreement that those needed to be addressed. But Sibadi implied Phnom Penh had largely failed to do much to improve the judicial system, telling the media he would have preferred better cooperation from the government in implementing his recommendations. Government spokesman Pai Sapan told VOA that Phnom